We have just been to see Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, haven't we, Bruce? Yeah, Bruce has had quite a bit of a sugar intake with all the popcorn and sweets before and after the movie. So, there's going to be some spoilers coming up. Firstly, it's got a bit of a slow start. It is pretty awesome. There's a couple of bad line delivery in there, mostly in the X-Wing fighter pilots. Now, I did say spoilers, okay? There are massive spoilers throughout this film, so if you are spoiler-phobic, don't watch this video. So I'm going to tell you a couple of really amazing things in there. They've used CGI to pull some special missing footage from the original Star Wars movie that wasn't used in the final edit. That is in there. Gold Leader from the original Star Wars, he's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Peter Cushing, a living, breathing, well, maybe not the living bit, there's a real Peter Cushing CGI. It's absolutely astonishing. There are actually two CGIs because, as I said, the spoilers, there's also a Princess Leia CGI at the end, Carrie Fisher, looking like she looked in 1977, 1976 when they filmed it, the original. It's amazing. The story itself is good. It doesn't follow the usual Star Wars story. It's more of an action movie. The settings are tremendous. It makes you feel like the Star Wars universe is far bigger than it really is. The interior of the Imperial facilities feels like the original Star Wars movie. You've got little toaster droids. There's such a lot about this movie which is really, 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 really worth watching again. And again and again, over and over again, quite frankly. Isn't it? How much did you enjoy it? You liked it at the end?
Oh, yeah,
man. Yeah, you liked it really much at the end. Not so much... not so much the beginning, because there's kind of a slow build-up to the events and the plot.
Get a sweet snake.
Yeah, I'll get you Sweetie Snake. Sweetie Snake from after the movie. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. And, but the final third of the movie where the action really kicks in, there's some tremendous dogfights, tremendous... you've never seen so many TIE fighters in one place. It's and without it looking messy, I should add. It looks fantastic, it really does. The tension's there, the action's there. There is the threat of imminent destruction. The Death Star itself is possibly more impressive than it has ever been in Star Wars. More impressive than the second Death Star in Return of the Jedi.
The first Death Star, remember?
Yeah, because it feels more dangerous because it doesn't just blow up a planet of faceless people that you've never heard of, so you have no attachment to the people on the planet. You know, it just goes in Star Wars, Alderaan. This time around, it doesn't have that power, but it is powerful enough to cause immense damage. And that makes it a lot more part of the story. We get more engaged emotionally with the threat of the Death Star, which is interesting. So, initial spoilery reaction to Star Wars Rogue One. Felicity Jones is fantastic. James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. He's only in there for about 10 minutes. He's absolutely awesome. But he is sounding his age, unfortunately. But I suppose we can put that down to the breathing apparatus. Presumably he's got more than one suit. I don't know. Thank you, Bruce. Bruce, if you were going to give that Star Wars film marks out of 10, if you're going to give Star Wars film marks out of 10, where 10 is the bestest film ever and 1 isn't, 1 is the worst film ever, where would you put that Star Wars film?
At the first.
At the top? The bestest Star Wars film ever? The one we've just watched? All right, there you go, he's 5. He knows what he's talking about. So that's
yeah,
up. Yeah. And
this is all good. Erin Rosalind Colley.
Yes, a big shout out to Erin Rosalind Colley.
And my name, my full name is called Bruce Dominic John Colley.
So James McClane, Brian Turnover, and myself will be giving Rogue One the full Beyond Casterbridge treatment in a few weeks' time. But I hope this has satiated your interest for now.
Cool, but I'll
By the way, I hope you like my T-shirt. Oh, and he's Darth Bruce today. I don't know if you can see that. There's a bit of a Darth Vader costume going on there.
Yeah!
Where's your helmet, son?
I tried my helmet.
Hit the buzzer. Hit the button. Hit the button.
Okay. Yeah.
Button. Put the button on. Press the button. On your chest. Your chest button.
I want to be bored.
Just press the chest button. They will love it. Chest button.
And that's it.
I'm waiting until he does his force grip. That's really scary.
Yeah.